chapter 40 to 44. And after this, I saw thousands times thousands, and 10,000s times 10,000s, beyond number and reckoning, who stood before the glory of the Lord of Spirits. I looked, and on the four sides of the Lord of Spirits, I saw four figures different from the watchers. And I learned their names, because the messenger who went with me and who showed me all the hidden things made their names known to me. And I heard the voices of those four figures as they uttered praise before the Lord of Glory. The first voice blesses the Lord of Spirits forever and ever. And I heard the second voice blessing the elect one and the elect ones who depend on the Lord of Spirits. And I heard the third voice petitioning and supplicating on behalf of those who dwell upon the earth and interceding in the name of the Lord of Spirits. And I heard the fourth voice fending off the adversaries and forbidding them to come before the Lord of Spirits to accuse those who dwell upon the earth. And after that, I asked the messenger of peace who went with me and who showed me everything which is hidden, who are these four figures whom I have seen? And whose words have I heard and written down? And he said to me,
the first, who is merciful and long-suffering, is Michael. And the second, who is set over every sickness and every wound of the sons of the humans, is Raphael. And the third, who is set over every power, is Gabriel. And the fourth, who is set over the repentance to hope of those who inherit everlasting life, his name is Phanuel.
And these are the four messengers of the Lord of Spirits, and the four voices which I heard in those days. And after this, I saw all the secrets of the heavens, how the kingdom is divided, and how the deeds of the humans are weighed in the balance. And there I saw the dwelling places of the elect ones and the dwelling places of the holy ones. And there my eyes saw all the sinners, those who deny the name of the Lord of Spirits, being driven away from there and being dragged off. And they could not remain because of the scourge which goes forth from the Lord of Spirits. For neither messenger nor adversary is able to hinder, for the judge sees them all and judges them all in his presence. Wisdom found no place where she might dwell, so the heavens became her dwelling place. Wisdom went forth to dwell among the sons of the humans, but she found no dwelling. Wisdom returned to her place and sat down among the messengers. Iniquity went forth from her chambers. Those whom she did not seek, she found, and she dwelt among them, like rain in a desert, and dew in a thirsty land. And there, my eyes beheld the secrets of the lightnings and the thunder, and the secrets of the winds, how they are divided to blow upon the earth, and the secrets of the clouds and the dew. And there I saw, from where they come forth in that place, and from there they saturate the dust of the earth. And there I saw closed storehouses, and from them the winds are distributed, the storehouse of the hail and the winds, the storehouse of the mist and of the clouds, and its cloud abides over the earth since the beginning of the age. And I saw the storehouses of the sun and the moon, from which they emerge and to which they return, and their glorious return, and how the one is more glorious than the other, and their splendid revolutions. And they do not depart from their course, and they do not extend nor diminish their course, and they keep faith with one another, according to the oath by which they have sworn. And first, the sun emerges and works, traversing his path, according to the command of the Lord of Spirits, and his name endures forever and ever. And after that, I saw the invisible and visible path of the moon. And she completes the course of her path in that place by day and by night. And the one watches the other in the presence of the Lord of Spirits. And they give praise and glory and do not rest, for their praise is rest for them. For the sun makes many revolutions for a blessing and a curse. And the course of the path of the moon is light to the righteous ones, and darkness to the sinners. In the name of the Lord, who made a separation between light and darkness, and divided the spirits of the humans, and strengthened the spirits of the righteous ones, in the name of his righteousness. And I saw other lightnings and stars of the heavens. And I saw that he called them all by their names, and they listened to him. And I saw a righteous balance, how they are weighed according to their amount of light, according to the breadth of their spaces, and the day of their appearing. And I saw how their motion produces lightning, and their motion is according to the number of the messengers, and they keep their faith with one another. And I asked the messenger who went with me and showed me what was hidden, "What are these?" And he said to me,
"The Lord of Spirits has shown you a parable concerning them. These are the names of the holy ones who dwell on the earth and have faith in the name of the Lord of Spirits forever and ever."
And another thing I saw regarding the lightning, how some of the stars arise and become lightning, and they are unable to remain with the rest of their host.